T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Met Report with Eddie C.
Great Eddie C.
The outstanding Eddie C. It's brought to you by Bay Ridge Honda, one of the dealerships proudly owned by Rob Sabah in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, by CSE Local 830. We work for you. By the locally owned and operated Papa John's, proud partner of the New York Mets. And by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. Eddie, like we expected from the beginning, 12-2. How do you do?
There you go. Unbelievable.
Yeah, just like you planned it and wrote it out at the beginning of the season, I understand. How are we doing, guys? I'm getting ready for another beautiful day at Citi Field.
Oh,
or night
God.
At Citi Field.
Boy, I tell you, Eddie, Florida, man, I'm telling you right now. I can't get there fast enough. I have to tell you. I absolutely hate it here. I'm sorry. I hate the metropolitan area anymore. I've been here too long. Anyway,
it is kind of amazing that the only time I've actually, I think, seen the sun is when I was in Florida. I mean, I don't think
Friday and Saturday. Place. We had two nice days, Friday and Saturday.
Well, that's true. Yeah, Friday
which
and
were
Saturday.
Stellar days, like 80 degrees, and then you get it back.
You know
right
what,
back
though?
To, you know where?
You know what the weird thing about Saturday was? It was a great day. We all enjoyed it. But that Met game was a night game, and
it was
the
cold.
Temperature
yep.
was
oh,
dropping at
no
an
question.
Insane pace.
No question about
you know,
it.
You know what's funny? I got there early, and a lot of people were tailgating that day in shorts and t-shirts and that. And then I'm seeing these people walking around before the game saying, boy, you're in for a rude awakening.
Right, right.
Yeah. If you didn't bring a jacket and about 5 layers, that it was freezing that night. Yeah.
Let's start with this, Ed. You know, Syndergaard, dominant, all this nonsense. You know, he went 5 1/3 innings, he threw 100 pitches. I mean, this can't happen. I don't want to hear that he struck out 8 in a row. I don't want to hear he struck out 11 guys. I don't want to hear he was unhittable, okay? 5 1/3 innings, he's got to give me more than that. He's got to give me more.
That's been, I think, pretty standard for the starter.
Sure.
That's about what they've gotten outside of Wheeler and his
right,
7.
Right.
It's been about 5 1/3 for everybody. Well, the first inning, I think, did him in. He had 29 pitches
right,
the first
right.
inning, and you kind of knew that
right.
it wasn't going to go long. I was surprised a little bit that he wasn't pinch hit for. You know, Mickey talked about that after
that was crazy
in the
oh
fifth inning. I'm still not exactly sure, even after the explanation. But you know, he went back out there. He had I think it was an 11 pitch at bat against BR before he struck him out. That was his last strikeout, and then he gave up the single and he was done in the sixth. But 101. I agree. I think Mickey wants to get there and get the starters. More length, that helps the bullpen. You know, you had to use a bunch of guys again yesterday, and you can't keep doing that on a regular basis. It's going to bite you at some point in time.
I've always been intrigued by a 6-man rotation only if the manager then says, well, because I have an extra day and I'm not using the starters every 5 days, now it's every 6 days, I'll push them a little bit more. And that's certainly something that the Mets could use, a rotation that's pushed a little bit more because of the point that Joe just made, they can go deeper in a game. Is that a consideration that, hey, Vargas comes back, 6-man rotation, and subsequently, mm-hmm. since guys are pitching less frequently, they get to throw more pitches?
I still don't think it is, Evan. I do think they will use it from time to time when the schedule gets backed up a little bit. But it's something to consider or keep in the back of your mind, obviously. Callaway has been asked several times, obviously after the Harvey start, what's up, what's going to happen down the line. And that's only natural. If one guy struggles a bit and somebody else comes up and pitches great, we'll see Zach tomorrow night, obviously, I think, unless I don't know what's happening tonight or what's going to happen with this series. But, it's something to keep in the back of your mind. I don't think it's something they want to do. They want to have 5 starters, I think, out there, but occasionally you might go to a 6.
Let's go to that point you made. I mean, I couldn't believe what he was doing there. He wastes Bruce, who you knew that they were going to walk in that spot.
Right, yeah.
And he lets Syndergaard in. Now, Syndergaard had just missed a home run his first time up. He had a bomb double to center field.
Right.
And he can hit a little bit. I understand that. But, Mickey, come on. Just how about Mickey? And he's been great so far, no doubt. Mickey, mm-hmm. I blew it. You know, come on, you have to. Don't give me this humming and nonsense that whatever this stupid explanation, which is all that was, that nobody understood what he was saying anyway, and just say, yeah. I made a mistake. Okay.
Yeah, you know, listen, he's pushed all the right buttons, you know, for the most part, and you know, sometimes, I don't know, I was looking for the button that he was pushing when that was going on. I wasn't quite sure which button it was. But you know, I thought maybe Cabrera was coming up at that spot after Bruce was intentionally watching. He'd take a shot there. I didn't really understand it. It didn't burn them. Gesellman didn't have his good stuff yesterday when right. he relieved Syndergaard.
Yeah, but the error set up the runs, though, Ed. The error set up the runs.
No question. But I do think I was going to say that I thought the two biggest at bats were in the game were Travis Shaw and Gesellman got him once with the pop out. I think it was a 2-0 count, and
yeah.
I think
Island might have
came out at that point. And he got him to pop out. And he swung at a pitch he shouldn't have anyway, but he did. And then Blevins got Shaw again in the seventh inning when there was problems there, and that left the bases loaded. So I thought those were the two biggest outs. Gesellman got him. The error, obviously, that was a problem. Two runs in. But, you know, once again, the Mets have done this constantly this year, probably at about a 50% clip. They answered right away. And Nimmo answered right away.
Yep.
With the home run, you're tied up, and you have a new ball game. And then, Wilmer wins it. Was it my imagination, or was that just about the same spot?
Same spot. I was thinking the exact same thing as the Washington run. Yeah, yeah, right. It definitely felt that way.
That's what I thought. I wasn't exactly sure, but I thought it was just about the same spot.
A few less people in the building, though, for this home run compared to that one.
So you think?
It's also like a 50-degree difference in temperature.
You know what, too, Eddie? This is a game, and I said this at the top of the show. This is a game they never win in years past. Right. They don't win this game. There's no way. As I'm watching this game, I'm saying they're not going to win this game. Syndergaard's not going to go six innings. You know, I just did not think they were going to win a game. And they just, it's amazing how they find a way.
And it would have been, to Joe's point, a buzzkill if they didn't win the game. Because now all of a sudden they lose a series and they have a two-game losing streak.
Playing Washington.
Yeah. And, you know, Chase Anderson is one of the better pitchers in the league. He got him and, you know, set him down on Saturday.
And Harvey's not. And perfect. Harvey's not one of the better pitchers in the league.
Not right now. Yeah, not the one. Not
for years.
Come on.
3 years. Well,
no, he hasn't been the same pitcher, obviously, and he's trying to be a different pitcher, and I think that's where he's trying to get to. Wilmer mentioned after the game too about, because somebody asked about 2015, and he said it had a similar feel. You know, he said the team felt kind of the same, where everybody, everybody's chipping in, and it's a different guy every day. And I think they, what were they, 13-3? Is that
yes,
the start?
They were 13-3 that year, and then they cooled off quite a bit for a while.
Right. Yeah. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen now, but 12-2 is a pretty good way to begin things, to say the least. So.
Oh, absolutely. It's been great. And Joe mentioned that these feel like games they would lose. And one guy I got to give credit to, because I still don't trust him, and he still drives me nuts a lot, and I'm not getting over Connor Gillespie anytime soon, but J-Riz Familia has been very good in that he has not allowed a run yet this year, and I think he's up to 10 innings. And he did it again last night, or yesterday afternoon. Familia very quietly off to a very good start for this team, pitching an awful lot, too.
He has pitched an awful lot, yeah. He got the win, not the save, yesterday. And it looked, you know, I thought for a minute, we're going to have a 1-2-3 here with the two strikeouts.
No, of course
not. There's a walk. I know.
And a stolen base. Throw that in there, too. Why not?
Yeah, that's true. And, scoring position, but he got the ground ball. And that was that. But, yeah, no, he has pitched a lot. I would agree, early on in the season, obviously, with the number of saves and then, you know, coming in yesterday. But, like I said, you're going to have to stretch the starters out a little bit more. I think they know that, too. Obviously, they want to go deeper than the 5 1/3, which seems regular or whatever, but because it is going to tax your bullpen eventually, even with two guys out there who can give you multi-innings like Gesellman and Lugo.
Cespedes should sit tonight. You know, he hasn't missed a game yet. He's not hitting. It's amazing. He's got more RBIs than hits. He's got 12 RBIs, 11 hits.
Yeah.
Now, he has made some nice defensive plays. He had a terrific game Friday. He made that great play against the wall, and then he threw that guy out going to third. I don't know what he was thinking about with the play right in front of him.
Lorenzo Cain, correct.
But he's not hitting. He's behind an account all the time. He takes the first pitch all the time, and he's always behind an account. Always. Seems like he's always hitting 0-2. I love Cespedes, and they got off to a 12-2 start. You can afford to sit him. I would not play him tonight. I would not.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the weather isn't.
No, it's not helping. I agree.
But he fought through the flu. What's alarming to me is the strikeouts. He has 26 strikeouts in, in 58 at-bats. And, you know, when he's made contact, even weak contact, something good has happened. You know, the blue kit down in Miami that got a run in, I think the game winner. And he also had another flare, I think, to right field against Milwaukee that brought a run home as well, too. So, you know, he's not exactly killing the ball, but he is making contact, as you mentioned, you know, the 12 RBIs, 11 hits. But the strikeouts are alarming. 26 in 58 is a bit much. And, you know, it's amongst the league leaders in that. So that's got to cut down on that. I hope it'll come. You know, I don't think giving them a blow would hurt, but I think he's asked in just about every day. There have been days
that's good.
I wanted to.
He needs to sit because he's not going to play 162.
Well, and not only that, the added benefit to sitting him is that Brandon Nimmo flat out deserves to play tonight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Get him in the lineup. I don't want to hear Mickey say I don't believe in a guy being hot. How about just giving him something he deserves? He was a double short of the cycle yesterday.
Yeah, no, I think the last time Nimmo, quote unquote, deserved to go in because he had an excellent game, I think he sat the next.
Of course, I know.
Two guys that aren't playing regularly, Nimmo and Flores, both gave you the big hits yesterday, and hopefully that gets Wilmer going a little bit. He's had some big hits and, you know, home runs and that, but you know, in general, he hasn't really gotten going. Nimmo has. Yeah, I mean, he's done a great job when asked about it, and Mickey was asked about it yesterday too, and he brought up, you know, I thought two things. He talked about his stance, but he also brought up two things that work in his favor very well. He does not chase. He does not chase balls out of the strike zone, and he's very quick to the ball. And I think you saw that right away first inning when he smashed a liner off Chacin's glove, and double short of the cycle. Not too bad. He's contributed a lot.
Yeah, no question about it. And you know, now you got a big series coming up here. You got Big Jake on the mound tonight. Who's pitching for them tonight?
Oh, Jeremy Hellickson.
Jeremy
Hellickson will make
right,
the
appearance.
Right. You know, they're already done with AJ Cole, apparently. He's going to the bullpen. So Hellickson comes up. Veteran pitcher, anyway. We'll see.
Mets have a chance to step on their throats.
They
they're seven games up in the loss column.
Amazing.
Listen, they're struggling. All right, I think they miss Murph.
Cry me,
Eddie. I can't. Let me cry. Yeah.
I know. I know. I know you hate not to see him in this series.
Oh, Murphy. So, if I didn't see him the rest of the year, I'd be happy.
It might be. It's probably going to be the end of the month before he gets back. And I don't know if I'm pretty sure. I think we talked about this, but I saw him down in Washington and. He was saying that he's pretty sure he's going to have to use a brace when he comes back, which, you know, I think hinder him a little bit. It's one of those things that you can deal with, but I don't think you care about that, do you, Joe?
No, I know. I absolutely do not.
And you know who else is banged
up? I hope
up.
It does hinder him. I mean, you know, that's just me.
And also another guy we love, Anthony Rendon's banged up. What a shame.
Poor Anthony Rendon.
Feel terrible.
No DL. I'm not sure if he's going to be in the lineup tonight.
By the way, Bryce Harper just hit another home run that doesn't matter. I figured I'd throw that in there.
Wow.
You know? Just saying.
I don't think you should have said that before the Mets play him for
well,
3 days.
I mean, I'm saying it anyway. What the hell?
Why not?
Maybe Bryce Harper. Maybe he'll take that to the park tonight.
Adam Eaton's hurt, too. I feel terrible for him as well.
Yeah, he's on a DL, right, Adam?
Yeah,
he's
on
a DL.
Eaton is on a DL. Rendon is not. I'm not sure he's in the lineup, but they've struggled, to say the least. They have struggled, so I'm sure the Mets will like to keep them struggling, too.
Hey, they got a chance here. They got a chance to really put them in a huge early season.
One more
hole.
Guy I just want to – I can't – and I know it's only 14 games. I cannot heap enough praise on Todd Frazier. I just can't. I mean, this guy's been on. But you asked me so far who the MVP of this team is. It's him, unless you want to give me guys in the bullpen.
I would. He's right up there. Yeah, I mean, Cabrera's been great. There's been a lot of guys that have stood up. But you know, I think when you look at Frazier right now, what's he? Almost 300.
Yeah, he's walking. Eddie, he's got like 13 walks. He's like Joey Votto.
He does. He has 11. He's got 11 on the
whatever it is.
He
walks 13. Like every
he's got 13.
Game. Now.
You're right. No, he's got 13. You're absolutely right. He's done it. He started doing that. Latter part of after the All-Star break last year, and it's continued this year. He doesn't chase either, and he got a big hit gun going yesterday. Get the first run on the board.
Yep.
So,
yep.
He's been terrific. Absolutely.
Eddie, enjoy it tonight. The weather's going to clear out. It's actually going to be a nice night, believe it or not.
Is it going to be nice?
Okay.
Yes.
No bundling up tonight, Ed.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a bundle up. It'll be a beautiful night. 35 degrees.
I think it's supposed to, get to 60 today.
Yeah, by game time, it's going to be in the high 40s. I'm going tonight, so trust me. I'll be bundled up.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you're right.
But that's better than mid-30s and windy. Wow. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I'll take it.
A lot better.
Definitely.
All right, Eddie. Have a good one.
See you, Ed.
Okay, guys. See you.
Eddie C. on the Mets. Yeah, at game time, it's going to be 53 and clear, and then it's going to drop into the high 40s. So, not a terrible night.
The rest of the week is not terrible. I mean, I think it's in the 50s the rest of the week. I saw a long term where the weekend's like low 60s and sunny. Now, who knows? I mean, it's 5 days
away. It can change, but you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I'll sign for that right now.
Oh, yeah, 60 and sun?
Yeah, every day looks good except for Thursday. It's supposed to rain again Thursday.
But like 50s, though, right?
Yeah, but
50s. Not like 10.
not quite 10.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.